7 today.
What were they thinking? Picture this. You ready? Listeners of America, tonight, a Boeing 747 flying low over New York Harbor, followed by an F-16 chase plane. And we're saying buzzing the Statue of Liberty, buzzing near the area of the World Trade Center site. Why would that be happening? Air Force One was the plane. It was the backup plane, so no president inside. Turns out it was just a photo op, but just a photo op that scared the hell out of New Yorkers. It set off panic. It had people fleeing. That familiar, horrible scene that we saw, 9/11, of people running over the bridges. Now, you didn't quite get to the bridges, but you had people running toward the harbor. There was evacuations, and there was definitely panic to see that supersonic fighter jet zooming past the Manhattan skyline. Just made the hair on my arms, I'm not kidding, stand up. I mean, you had all these financial people streaming out of their offices thinking they were reliving a freakish nightmare day. Dispatcher to 911, blowout calls, inundated, buried with calls. People saw it, they could hear it, they didn't know what it was, and it was nothing more than a photo op. Yeah. So the Defense Department pulls this little number. There was hardly any warning. Obviously, they didn't tell New Yorkers. There's nothing in the paper. There's nothing on radio. There was nothing in anywhere, Times Square, whatever. Even the mayor of New York didn't know about it. He called it insensitive, flying so close to the site of September 11, 2001, the attacks, the worst day in New York history. So somebody has to take the blame, right? The director of the White House military office, some guy named Luis Caldera, ended up saying, I'm the guy, I'm the person who did it. Because one of the planes was the 747 that I already mentioned, was a backup. It's called Air Force One when it's used by the president. It's a backup plane. He approved this mission over New York. I just don't get how nobody thought that they should inform the people in New York and New Jersey. Clearly, there was some massive confusion about this. And there's not a lot of details, by the way, because they're not talking about why the public and any of the building security managers weren't told about it either. Supposedly, Obama was furious about this whole thing going down and nobody really knowing. Okay, so right here from the get-go, we're going to let you hear what Senator Chuck Schumer had to say from New York. This was a photo op combined. See, he can't wait either. This was a photo op combined with a training exercise. And here's the key. They say to save money. So the FAA notifies the New York police about the flyover, telling them the photos of the Air Force One jet would be taken about 1,500 feet above the Statue of Liberty around 10 o'clock in the morning. They had a classified footnote that said the information in the document can't be released to the public or the media. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, we got a dungeon coming up here right from the top. But first, here's Senator Schumer.
It is absolutely outrageous and appalling to think that the FAA would plan such a photo shoot and not warn the public, knowing full well New Yorkers still have the vivid memory of 9/11 sketched in their minds. We are now beginning to hear reports that the FAA told local and city officials, the NYPD, and local mayors, but warned them not to warn the public of the jumbo jet flyby. This would make the FAA directly responsible for the public panic that took place this morning. In New York, of all places, not to warn the public that one of the largest jets in the country, tailed by a fighter jet, is going to fly low over their community, defies logic and really borders on being either cruel very, very stupid to not realize that people would see this fly by in broad daylight and think of 9/11 defies logic and shows that the FAA is completely asleep at the switch. I want to make my message today clear. I am telling the FAA, when anything like this is scheduled, the FAA must notify the public. We cannot allow this to happen again. The events of this morning are completely outrageous. I implore the FAA to re-examine their procedures and see that similar events are not repeated. Ready for your questions.
Senator, I just want to touch on what you said. I mean, this flight was sanctioned by the FAA with a directive given to local authorities to direct all their inquiries to the FAA, not their local departments. How irresponsible was this?
Well, I think it was highly...
I'm sorry.
Okay. I think it was highly irresponsible because, bottom line, here in New York, I think every one of us thinks of 9/11. And if you're going to see large jets flying low over major New York buildings, Statue of Liberty, people are going to panic. And, you know, thank God we don't have any reports of anyone hurt in the panic. But it could have happened that way, too.
Would there have been a larger risk in warning the public and exposing these jets?
I remember when I went to Coney Island as a boy, we knew that the Thunderbirds were going to fly low over the ocean. We looked forward to it. There would be no danger from warning the public. Every danger from not warning the public.
Was the FAA's reason?
Absolutely crazy. Here's the weird thing, too. The mayor knew nothing, as I mentioned before, but apparently... One of his officials was, somebody that worked in his office was notified, a guy named Mark Magnus, who is the director of operations for the Office of Citywide Event Coordination and Management, and he didn't tell the mayor. However, they were quick to release this, that he was reprimanded and a disciplinary letter was put in his file. Nobody thought that he should tell the mayor that. There's going to be a flyover, a giant plane that looks like Air Force One with an F-16 flying really close to the Statue of Liberty and buzzing by the Wall Street area. You had brokers, traders just going off the floor. They had no clue what was going on. So Donovan, let's pull out that dungeon, and we are going to put the FAA in the dungeon for doing this.
Chamber has no windows and no doors.
And here's the thing about that, too. We do have keys, but I'm not so sure I'm going to give the key anytime soon back to the FAA because I mail people keys. Yeah, I'm not mailing them the key anytime soon, like I just said. This was completely stupid, a blunder, insensitive, ridiculous. And by the way, if you were in that area, you could hear the roar of the engines. Yeah, that sounds great when you're walking down the street, right? Just going to grab some quick breakfast or a coffee break and run back into the office. Scary, scary scene. We're going to talk more about that and another scary thing happening. 8 states with confirmed cases of the swine flu next on America Tonight.
If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you 1 dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code IODINE at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com, that's PureBulk.com, or call 406-251-3270, 406-251-3270 today.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Recognize that sound? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in pill form, that's exactly where many are ending up. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the physician's desk reference, vitamins in a pill form are 10% absorbed. So for every $100 you spend on vitamins, that's $90 you're flushing down the toilet. In fact, orderlies at hospitals call these bedpan bullets. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. Stop paying for nutrients your body doesn't use. Order Chews for Health today. 1-800-210-1922. The first 300 callers will receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. Isn't it time you stop flushing your vitamins down the toilet? 1-800-210-1922 or go to orderchews.com.
America, we still have the blunder of the day coming up on this show. Hope you're having a good one, a start to the work week. My name's Kate Delaney. If you haven't heard the show, you can shoot us an email, americatonight.net, or, of course, jingle the digits, 800-259-5791. Talking about the screw-ups with the FAA, we already heaved them in the dungeon. Shocking that they would do this flyby thing for a photo op and not tell anyone. Just a few choice people who, oh, by the way, forgot to tell anyone. If the man who was coordinating events in New York City for the office of the mayor had told Bloomberg, I'm almost certain he would have wanted everybody to know. Why would there be secrecy around this? There was no reason for that. Certainly no one's going to interfere, but at least they would be aware. Put it in the newspapers, not a big deal. Instead, it is in the newspapers. Oh, yeah. But it's the lead story about the dumbbells dropping the ball. And it looks terrible in the administration because it's another weird fumble. It's always the things that you think, wow, how could someone not think about that? How could you have someone from the FAA, someone from all these other offices, the Defense Department, sit there and come up with the idea, yeah, we need to do this. This is a photo op. We're going to do it for this because we need to put it here and this works. And then not think to be careful about the notification part. Like whoever makes the phone call to the mayor's office, not saying, hey, we need to alert the media or we need to tell people, or, we need to get the word out. Not even think of saying that. And then, in fact, you even put a secrecy thing on the bottom of it. Duh. Pure stupidity. And to have people panic like that is unacceptable. Absolutely unacceptable. Well, the thing that might panic some people is the fact that we've got this swine flu, and there are 8 states with confirmed cases. And they're saying up to 45 cases connected to the St. Francis School in New York City. They, of course, closed the school. They're scrubbing it down. And some of the kids went to Cancun. But some of the kids who have gotten the swine flu weren't part of that group because of the way you could transfer it by touching things in a classroom, on a door, on a railing, whatever that might be. So this outbreak has amazing tentacles on it, the reach of this. And there was this glaring headline I saw on some post I was reading. It might have been the Huffington Post or Drudge or somewhere. And it's like, oh, yeah, you know, we have a lot of health jobs that are open while we're having this crisis. Robert Gibbs, who is the White House press secretary, I watched his whole press conference today. And, man, everybody was trying to nail him on specific facts. And to me, he seemed like he was just talking around in a big circle. A few specifics, but talking around in a big, fat circle. And of course, we do have a Surgeon General, and we do have Janet Napolitano, but she's Homeland Security. So you have all these health jobs that are open. Of all the people that are there to be appointed, here's one that's pretty important. The Health and Human Services Director. And Kathleen Sebelius is not confirmed for that, but you would think, okay, if she's the one, there's going to be opposition, there's controversy. But if she's the one, get her in, get her confirmed, and get her dealing with this. I think it's not good that you don't have any lead people in a key position on a thing that's teetering on the possibility of being tipped over and being a pandemic. You know, first you start off with New York, and then next thing you know, there's Texas and California, and before you know it, you have 8 states and confirmations and people running around with masks on and a little bit of a run on the pharmacies. People with kids are worried. Schools are closed down. It's a lot of school-aged kids. And speaking of that, that, of course, is what Mayor Bloomberg is dealing with besides this bizarre flyover that we just mentioned. Here's what he had to say about the swine flu.
There's been a lot of focus on the number of cases of swine flu, so let me be very clear. There's an important number here for New Yorkers to keep in mind, and that number is 1. We have 1 reported cluster of swine flu at 1 school, St. Francis Preparatory School in Fresh Meadows, Queens. At that school, more than 100 students are sick, and we now have information that 28 of them have confirmed human swine flu, and another 17 have probable swine flu. And those probable cases have specimens going to the Center for Disease Control, CDC, today. That brings the total of confirmed and likely cases to 45. But, and this is important, this in no way indicates a change in the size of the population affected. It just means that we have more data back confirming what we already suspected and talked about yesterday. We believe that there were probably more than 100 cases of swine flu at the school, and lab tests are confirming what we have suspected. Cases that we suspected were swine flu have been confirmed to be swine flu, and every one of the 45 confirmed or probable cases is associated with the school. So the biggest piece of news today is that 4 to 5 days after seeing the first signs of the swine flu in Queens, we are still dealing with a single cluster of swine flu cases, all associated with this one school.
All right, and as I mentioned, 8 states in South Carolina, they're dealing with a similar thing. A group of students going to Cancun, they shut down the school, concerned about other kids catching it, of course. We know the deal about the high fever and the nausea, what can happen, and then getting treated with Tamiflu, going to the doctor, and all that sort of thing. You just don't know how far-reaching this is. Then you worry about, what about the food supply? What about the Mexican workers that are coming in and then across the border? Do any of them have the swine flu, and are they working on these various farms? Certainly there could be that possibility. Then there's always the thing, because we know we've had contamination before, of not washing the hands and making sure that people wash their hands. But how do you police that in the fast food industry, or, like I said, specifically on farms and people who are working and are picking fruit and who are picking the vegetables? You can emphasize it, you can write notes about it, and you can say it's grounds for firing, you can do all that sort of stuff, but it doesn't mean that it's going to happen. And that's one of the key things, besides transmitting it where people cough and don't cover their mouth. People sneeze, and of course they don't have a tissue. They don't cover their nose, none of that sort of stuff, and it can certainly spread that way. Avoiding non-essential travel to Mexico is what our government is saying. So there is concern because you're talking about resort areas, not just Mexico City. It's bad enough in Mexico City with the 2,000 people, 149 dead. That's pretty high. What did I say? 10%, I think. And looking at that, and who knows how many others might have the swine flu, and it just has not appeared yet. This is pretty alarming. This could get out of hand pretty quickly. And again, this is a strain of flu. In dealing with it, doctors know how to treat it. But where is it coming from, and how easy could it spiral out? And I mentioned the food supply as a possibility. How can you guarantee that? At this point, there are a couple of things that are going on, including in some areas, in some of the states where there have been confirmed cases. You know, it's not all the people running around with masks in Mexico City. There are people concerned about it in the United States who, just to be safe, have gotten little flu kits or gotten surgical masks, that kind of stuff. Because this virus certainly poses a grave new kind of threat to the U.S. economy. It seemed like we were showing some bounce back here. But if there is a widespread outbreak, think about the reverse of what I just said about Mexico. You shut down Mexico. We don't want to import any of the fruits, the vegetables, or things we would get there. Or we want to shut down the illegal situation of crossing, although that's an impossibility. I don't see that happening, how they're going to seal off the borders. But if you had a widespread outbreak in the United States, what about the tourism here? What about food here? Look at the recession that we're already in. People in France, people in England, people all over the place reading about it, they already were seeing that people are told in certain cases not to go to the United States unless it's essential. So it's the same thing that we're saying about Mexico. Bloomberg talking there about Fresh Meadows and the kids in the school. So that number of cases doubled to 48. They did more testing. Thank goodness nobody was fatal. But there are other cases in Ohio and Kansas and Texas and California. Worldwide, 70 cases, 6 in Canada, 1 in Spain, 2 in Scotland. Israel's reported 1. Gets into the thousands. It gets worse. Anybody out there concerned about the swine flu? Think we can contain this? I hope so. There's no guarantees with this flu strain. It does have the pandemic potential, not yet, and I hope it doesn't. 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. What does the White House have to say about it? We'll tell you next.
I'm no longer your doctor because of this.
Yes, because of this.
Springtime. Now that you've planted your organic garden, how will you keep the bugs away without using toxic chemicals and poisons? Well, the answer is all natural insecticides from freshwaterorganics.com. These revolutionary insecticides start with the same organic product that we use, an FPP, to kill parasites. We then add a small amount of pyrethrin from chrysanthemum flowers and a mild attractant to offer you the most effective insecticide available anywhere. It can even be applied up to the day of harvest. Our natural insecticides work in the home, on plants, and in your garden, killing pests mechanically, not with poisons. So pests can't develop an immunity, and they won't harm your children or pets. It's effective against white flies, moths, bed bugs, fleas, roaches, crickets, and more, and safe enough to use on your pets, ridding them of fleas and other pests. Order now from freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570, 888-949-3570 today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Wouldn't you love to be a lucky parent who's proud of your child's grades? Well, now you can turn poor grades around to A's, even when they're failing. Call right now for a free copy of the Top 10 Secrets to Improving Grades.
Hello, I'm Dan Bassmajan. During my 20 years as an educator, the kids with failing grades were sent to me. I discovered that bad grades don't come from bad or lazy kids. They come from kids who are overwhelmed by everything they have to learn. That's why I created The Simple Way to an A. This system shows kids how to learn and how to ace every test. It's so easy, your teenager will earn better grades in 30 days guaranteed and become the happy, confident kid you know they can be.
For a limited time, Dan is offering all parents a free copy of his Top 10 Secrets to Improving Grades. Call now so we can send them to you absolutely free. Call 888-849-6863. That's 888-849-6863. Call 888-849-6863.
The new multipolar inline and portable water system new from hempusa.org. Now you can restructure and degas your water supply from any source, rendering chemicals harmless to the human body by polarizing the molecular structure. Imagine a softer, smoother water with increased oxygen that helps the nervous system and brain. There are no filters to buy, and it can be taken anywhere, making it our number one new product from hempusa.org. This water system will descale all piping, hot water heaters, and appliances is due to heavy buildup of hard minerals. Detoxification may result with restructured water by easily entering the fine capillaries of the human body by dissolving stones and toxins. With extreme positive effects on plants, vegetables, and fruits, improved taste, color, size, and yield with approximately 30% less water usage. There are multiple sizes also available for farms and commercial use. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
We've been talking about the swine that flew, wondering if more schools will be closed in some of the areas who have reported cases in the Carolinas. They're also now saying that they've seen some cases. New Jersey also with some cases. Of course, we know about New York. They have the most. California. Texas added a couple more. California added a couple of more. And we know that there are others. Canada, et cetera. I've gone through the whole list backwards and forwards. It's kind of scary to think that we could go either way. This is one of those deals where you're like on a seesaw. You're going up and down and up and down. You don't want to be the person on the bottom. You don't want that seesaw to smash down and surprise you. So, of course, you have to have preparations for it, and that thus loading all the Tamiflu and having the supplies ready. But God forbid it turns into a pandemic. That means everybody would have to be checked. Who knows who you come in contact with. If there has to be concern along the border states, certainly. You don't want to spread fear because that would be like wildfire. And already there are countries who are telling their people, other countries, not to come to the United States unless it's essential. And when they say not to come to the United States, they're saying specific states. So more states crop up with this and more cases are reported. You start to hit those thousands and it'll shut off, and that means tourism dollars, etc. And vice versa, our food supply, the people helping to gather the food supply and the fruits and vegetables and the various things coming out of Mexico. Of course, Felipe Calderon is concerned in shutting down everything because they cannot risk any more of a spread in any of the parts of Mexico. And it's not contained to just one area. if you're talking about resorts that have come down with it, people going to Cancun. So it's not just, boom, here's the time bomb. It's ticking. It's in Mexico City, which is huge with millions and millions of people. No, it's more than Mexico City. We're talking about, as I mentioned, the Cancuns, the Baja Californias. Yikes. Here's what Robert Gibbs, who is the White House flack, had to say when he was questioned about the swine flu.
Well, serious enough to be a great concern to this White House and to this government. The president is being briefed regularly by Homeland Security officials, DHS, the Department of Homeland Security, Health and Human Services, the CDC, our Homeland Security Council, and the White House are keeping the president up to date on this. We're following it very closely. We're increasing the monitoring and the preparedness that we would need to have in place in order to deal with any sort of emergency. But it is of concern to this White House.
Are there preparations for vaccinations, mass vaccinations around the country?
Well, I think the good news, David, is that over the course of the past several years, one of the issues that then-Senator Obama worked on was the possibility of what happened in this country if we saw an avian flu pandemic. That resulted in lots of vaccinations being bought, lots of antiviral drugs being purchased, and distributed throughout the country in case they were needed. We'll do a briefing a little bit later on at the White House to discuss some of the preparations that have been undertaken in order to deal with something like this. I think it's important for the public to understand that we are taking the proper precautions to address anything that happens. It's not a time to panic. Then I think that's important to understand. And it's also important to understand that the president is being kept aware every few hours of the developments that are going on.
Every time I listen to that guy, there's something about him. He's very squirmy to me. And because I watched the whole press conference and you didn't hear it, he stumbled over. He was repeatedly asked about this one person, a guy named Solis, who died from the swine flu, who was near the president when he was in Mexico. And he had no comeback for that. And when I say comeback, he didn't say anything like, well, we don't specifically know. Yes, we're aware that he was in his vicinity. I mean, I can think of better answers. And I was just flabbergasted that this guy is the White House spokesperson, that he's the communications director. He's the guy out there front and center. He always seems like, and, you know, there is that cat and mouse thing between the reporters and the guard dogs of the White House. But, boy, there have been some good ones in the past. I know we've talked about on the show before, whether you're a Republican, Democrat, Libertarian, undecided, whatever. I mean, let's just call it straight up. Dee Dee Myers was pretty good. Ari Fleischer was excellent when he did that job. And there have been a ton of others that have been in that role that have been able-bodied and been able to handle the questions. He seems so defensive and out of sorts to me that I can't believe he is the face of the White House. Well, I can't believe the FAA did that low flyover in Manhattan today and buzzed by the Statue of Liberty and down by those World Trade Center sites, and you had people that were running out of buildings again. It's just insane that they didn't notify the people. It makes absolutely no sense. Let's go to Don. He's listening to us in Wyoming. Hey, Don, how are you?
Hey, Kate.
Hey, you know what? Before we jump into it, you missed an interview. I did an interview with Raleigh Fingers. I'm going to play it later in the show, but he was terrific. I thought of you immediately because of the Oakland A's connection.
Oh, you're kidding me.
No, he's great. I mean, he's such a great guy, and he talked about closing and how he had two choices. You know, it was basically go back to the minors or you're going to be a reliever. And you know this, he flourished in that role, the World Series and the massive amount of records and just an all-around good guy. And, of course, for people listening, if you don't get America Tonight in your area, because lots of people hit the web now or they get us podcasting, just like any other show, even Rush Limbaugh does that, you can get us on GCNLive.com, GCNLive.com. Raleigh Fingers coming up in our fourth hour at 11:15, not 11:15, that would be, depending on where you live, it would be 2:15 or so if you're in the central time zone, obviously, and just do the math if you're in the east or you're in the west or whatever. But it was terrific.
Well, that's great. He was, I think the mustache intimidated other guys.
I think so, too.
You know,
I asked him about keeping Ricky Henderson on the bags, how tough it was, and he goes, oh, yeah, I just wanted to tell him just go to third. He said, I had that. He said, a couple of times I faced him, and, yeah, I would have just said, just go take third base because he was so crazy.
Yeah, it's kind of like where you want to put him because then you don't got to worry about him.
Exactly. Get out of your line of fire. Exactly. Hey, how about this thing with the planes buzzing in Manhattan, the low planes, the backup Air Force One plane and the F-16?
You know, Kate, it's past just being having common sense. You know,
it is.
You know, I these people were thinking with this idiot in the, I don't know, was he in the Pentagon or something like that? He's over the military at the White House or something like that to prove this thing. And I'm just sitting back and you think before they make decisions like that, they think about them twice. And obviously, you know, I don't know, Kate, it's just ridiculous. So.
I think it's ridiculous, too, is what you and I keep saying. That's what I'm saying to you, Don. I think on our worst days, I'm not kidding you, even though we're not trained in that role, I honestly think that you and I could do a better job sitting there and hashing it out and brainstorming, okay, what are the angles of this? Maybe we should let the people in New York know that we're doing this photo op thing. When they look into the sky, they know it's simply a photo op and not an attack. It's just stupid.
No kidding, but I don't know. You know, it's... Anyway, it's beside me, but,
I agree.
Georgia being next to a third world country, right? So, of course, you
exactly.
know, we can't say that because we've had our salmonella problems here recently, you know, the last couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but you know what I have to say to those Europeans that have told their people to stop from going to the States and tourism? I think we ought to boycott them. Tell our people, you know, if you go over there, you're going to get this infected disease called socialism.
So don't go over. You're not allowed. Yeah, they're flat out telling them not to go to most, well, now at least 8 states where there's confirmed cases. And I think if it gets worse, which I think we're going to see more numbers, that'll just flat out eventually be don't go to the United States unless it's essential, which is crazy.
Well, have you heard that this thing is supposed to be an airborne disease? It's not from touching people that have been affected with it or whatever, but they're like, somebody got it and they bleed on you, then, yeah.
Yes, they sneeze, cough, any of that stuff. But, you know, someone sneezes and then they wipe their nose or do something with their hands and then they touch a railing. There's lots of ways. I think it's easy to get it if you come in contact with somebody who has it and they're not yet treated or just in the beginning stages.
Yeah, so...
Scary.
Oh, I'm sure they've got a lot of people working on this fast, so.
Yeah, hopefully. The problem is, Don, is that there are a lot of jobs open when it comes to health in this country. Because remember, syphilis is not confirmed at this point, and there's some controversy there. So we don't even have a director.
Oh, wow. So,
I know. It's an empty chair right now. Empty chair, baby. Crazy.
Yeah. Hey, one last thing. Give one out to, I guess you might, you've been on the air, but the Lakers eliminated tonight.
I know, I saw that.
We gave it a heck of a run in the fourth quarter, but, you know, we're totally undermanned compared to them. And as well as I do, the NBA's rigged. I mean, you know, if we and LeBron going at it in the finals, then it'll be considered, you know, something wrong, you know, But in any case, though, but I wanted to give kudos out to Hot Rod Hurley, the voice of the Jazz, is retiring 35 years. He's the only play-by-play guy the Jazz franchise has ever had. And I was just thinking, holy cow, I mean, he's back there with Pistol Pete. And the really funny part about to it is I guess he said his first game he played in the NBA was back in, or was in 67, and something about... It's his first game he broadcasted was in 67 in L.A., and then it ended in L.A. tonight. So
wow, how crazy is that? Hey, big shout out to him. I know who he is. He's a longtime broadcaster, really classy guy. That's a big loss for Jazz fans. Thanks, Don. Coming up on the flip side, we're going to talk about the decision to release more memos. Of course, the photographs are coming in a couple of weeks, and I'm talking about torture, and that's coming up.
Oh, it just gets worse and worse.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe.
trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Americans, do you know where your food comes from? Is it safe, secure, and healthy? Did you know most of our food is now contaminated with genetically modified ingredients? We at Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company have been helping people get pure garden seed for 12 years and carry over 1,200 varieties of GMO-free heirloom seed. Go to www.rareseeds.com for more information. That's rareseeds.com. Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company was started in 1998 by a 17-year-old as a hobby. It was developed out of a passion for preserving our vegetable heritage. The company now offers the largest selection of pure heirloom seeds, strive every year to bring back varieties like our forefathers grew. In times like these, we can't trust the government to keep our seeds safe. Every year at Baker Creek, we work to preserve the best of the oldest for future gardeners. We also offer affordable seed collections for long-term storage. Go to www.rareseeds.com and get your seeds from America's pure seed source. That's rareseeds.com.
Get past the beef, get past the shit, man. Get on time, get on time, get on. Oh, get on your good foot. Get on your good foot. Get on your good foot. Your good foot. Go down to good foot, don't say out, out. But so the beef, I don't give a shit about.
How do you interrupt James Brown? I never thought I would. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. All right, we need some positive news. Each and every show, we try to anyway, hand out the daily salute. This one, shockingly, I say shockingly because it's leaving my lips as I say it, the United Auto Workers, the union, has cut a deal with Chrysler, a tentative labor deal, that will give them 55% of the stake. It might be too bloody late because it is teetering on the bankruptcy edge, and it just might be pushed over. Chrysler might be. But at least they have finally, given in and done the give-and-take concession thing. It should have happened a long time ago, but I'm going to say thumbs up for the right vote, and that is the daily salute. Do we have some applause from the live audience? I mean, here's the thing. If they don't go bankrupt, you know, there are still doubts about whether or not they're going to hang around for the long run, but at least there was a willingness to make nice and figure out a way to come up with these concessions, because really there's no choice here. They have to go for broke. They have to. Otherwise, they're absolutely going to go out. So finally, that's what's happened. I mean, we're talking about some of the creditors agreeing to take really pennies on the dollar for the $7 billion in secured loans that they made to the company. It's ugly. No doubt it is very, very ugly. Hey, speaking of ugly, so far we've talked about the stupid plane flyover thing in New York, which I think was outrageous. It rattled everybody in New York. It rattled a lot of people, panicked a lot of people. The White House apologized for it. Supposedly Obama was fuming over this. And how could one hand not know what the other hand's doing? It's called communication. I don't get it, but here we go again. The swine flu, obviously a gigantic story. And we're being told to avoid non-essential travel to Mexico. I just know a ton of people that got back from Mexico, from Cancun and from Baja California and from a couple of other places. Playa del Carmen is another place where I know people who just recently went there about maybe a month ago or so. They might have just missed that cutoff point if there was anything flying around in the air. All right, here's the deal on these memos. When here Wednesday is the 100-day mark of Obama, which I say, how much can you really tell? It goes back to FDR. I said this the other day, and FDR with the New Deal and boom, 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 in 100 days things were happening. But I don't think, and this has become this measuring stick for presidents, but I don't know that 100 days you can tell that much. I mean, let's see what happens after a year. Let's see what happens through the end of this year. I thought it was a blunder to release the memos, the detailed, the enhanced interrogations of the Al-Qaeda guys, especially when you talked about the amount of waterboarding and then the reaction to that. And, I mean, here's the playbook. Here's what we did. Geez, slap us in the head. We're so stupid for doing this. And I don't see the purpose of it. To me, it didn't make any sense. If it's that transparency factor, did we really need to see it? Now, a lot of people completely disagree with me and say we were torturing people. That's disgusting. How can you think that way? I got a ton of email. That's cool. You can disagree with me, and you can shoot your emails to americatonight.net. Or you can call this show, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. So this is already in the past. This is done. Is there going to be any kind of a prosecution? Is there any kind of hearings? All that stuff that's still flying around out there. But in the meantime, are we going to see more memos? Now, one thing that Dick Cheney said is, you know what, let's release more. Let's release more memos, because now you'll see what the gains were by doing what we did, which, by the way, was legal when we did it. Whether you think it's abhorrent or whatever you think it is, the legalities of it will stand up in court, is what the previous administration is saying anyway, right? So 2 weeks before, it turns out, Obama released any memos, Cheney himself submitted a request to the National Archives calling for the release of other documents. Now, he's saying that what he requested is going to prove that the tactics, which has been called a torture program, absolutely, unequivocally worked, that they're specific, that it was laid out, and that you could see through the interrogation process what the consequences would have been for the country. So this is interesting. The White House is saying, hey, we're going to honor this request, and we might even go a step further. So Robert Gibbs, who you heard earlier on the show, little snippet of him, he on Sunday was on Meet the Press, and he said, yeah, he was going on and on about this transparency thing and that the additional memos that will give a broader picture, okay, so then we're going to release them. Man, so this is full disclosure. If the full disclosure shows that there were steps that were taken that led to information that saved American lives, I say bring it on. Bring it on. But Senator Dianne Feinstein is already warning against just moving too quickly. And I would kind of say the same thing, because it seems like this is when the Obama guys drop the ball and everything. Whatever it is they're going to do, I mean, I'm all for releasing it so we can see some of the specifics of what happened and what it led to. That's what I want to see. Did it lead to thwarted attacks that you can pinpoint the accuracy of it? Here's what happened. Here's what we were told. Here's what it led to. So do you think, America, that we deserve a full and complete set of facts now about what information was, I guess, covered by the CIA's interrogation program? I mean, don't we deserve to know? I mean, here's the other thing. Don't we deserve to know who knew anything about this? You can't tell me that people in Congress didn't know anything about what was going on. And what about who were in the briefings? Was Nancy Pelosi in the briefings? I mean, who was in the briefings? So give us the complete picture then. Forget it. If we only have part of the picture, we don't have the whole story. I say this over and over again, and I want to sound like a broken record. But give us the whole story then. Lay it out for us. Don't just give us a couple chapters and tell us this guy's a jerk and this guy's an idiot and the administration were a bunch of thugs and they screwed up and they tortured. Okay, fine, then release the whole box. Give us the whole thing. But Joe Lieberman says the whole debate over the memos is just moot and stupid. I mean, it's just done. And here's the thing. The memos were released, so what was the gain from that? And what do we gain then from going after lawyers? Because remember, that's going to be an opinion-based thing. And how bad is the gridlock in Washington? If the new memos directly connect the dots, release them. I say release them. Let us see everything. Why not? If you're going to go down that road and Cheney said just release the memos, obviously he feels pretty positive that people, he wouldn't say that otherwise, let's be honest about it. If he's saying, well, okay, well then release all of them because you'll see, then I say release them anyway. Otherwise, forget the whole thing. Say we're not going to go down that path. We thought about it, but let's cut our losses on what other people think across the world. And we're going to close Gitmo anyway. This is the feeling of the administration. It's going to happen. So we're focusing on that. Let's not go after these lawyers. We've already poisoned the water in D.C. Everybody's tripping over each other. So let's just shut this down right now because we have swine flu. Who knows if it becomes a pandemic, which would be a nightmare if that happened. Oh, that'd be terrible at this point for the United States. And not to mention the health of the people of this country. We're dealing with the economic downturn, the recession. We're dealing with problems at the border. I mean, there's just so much happening. If it's going to do something positive, it's going to shed some light that's worth it because you've already tripped us up on a couple of chapters, then do it. I don't know. It's going to be dicey. I'm curious as to see whether or not they're going to push for Cheney and the administration is going to follow it up. Here's what I say. They're going to go through all of the information, then try to make a decision on whether it's too big of a distraction or if there's too much information that points, I think, to the positive light saying, okay, this worked. I don't think they'll release it. I think they'll just bury it somewhere, honestly. I mean, please. It was Adlai Stevenson who said, in America, anyone can be president. That's one of the risks you take.
I'm not the one to complain, Mr. Wepley, but I thought you said no wuck stuff.